Pesachim, Perek Tes, Mishnah Vav 9:6. This is a fantastic Mishnah, but it's a little bit involved. Make sure you need to not do this on while you're driving the car. You got to focus a little extra to get it clear, but everyone here definitely can get it clear. The Mishnah is predicated on the principle of Temura. So the idea of Temura is that if a person has a carbon and it's designated for, this animal's been designated for a particular sacrifice, it's invested with Kedusha, and if a person wants to transfer the Kedusha from his original animal to a substitute animal, so he may not do that, but he can do it. Great opportunity to get the difference between may and can clear, meaning the Torah prohibits him from doing it. But if he does do it, then it's effective, and the Kedusha is invested in the second animal, the substitute animal, as well. This is based on Pesukim. The Pasuk says in Vayikra, Perek Chav Zayin, Pasuk Yod, Lo yachlifenu velo yamir oso. You can't switch it and exchange it, one korban from their korban. But vimhemer yamir behema behema, if you do attempt to create a substitute offering from your original offering, v'hayahu, both the original, usmuraso, and the substitute, yeh kodesh, both will be invested with sanctity. So while it's an isser from the Torah to exchange the kedusha, it is effective in allowing the second animal to be kadosh like the first. Now, the Mishnah says, Amar Rabbi Yoshua, Rabbi Yoshua says, Shamati shetemuras ha-pesach kreva. I heard, my tradition from my teachers is, that if you have a Korban Pesach and then you make a temura, a substitute from that original Korban Pesach, kreva, it's brought as an offering. Usamuras ha-pesach eino kreva. But I also have a tradition that the temura, the substitute for a Korban Pesach, is not offered. Ve'eli lefaresh, and I just don't remember what the context was between the two cases to differentiate when sometimes yes and sometimes it's the temura, the substitute, is offered. So he doesn't remember. Now, Amar Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Akiva says, Ani afaresh, I will explain when it is that the temura, the substitute, is offered for Pesach and when the substitute Pesach is not offered. Now, there's some, the context of the case in which Rabbi Akiva sets up is not really spelled out in the Mishnah. So let me fill it in here ahead of time. You have a scenario where you have consecrated a particular lamb, let's say, as a Korban Pesach. We'll call that the original animal. Now, if that original animal gets lost, so now you're sort of stuck. You need to have a Korban Pesach. So you will establish and invest a second animal with the Kedusha of Pesach, and that will be your Korban Pesach. So now you have an original animal, which is lost, and an alternate animal, which you have. Again, I want to make sure this is perfectly clear from the outset, or this gets very confusing very fast. The alternate animal is not a temura, it's not a substitute animal. It's just a second animal. So you have two animals, both invested with the status of Korban Pesach. That was legitimate and required. But you can potentially have a problem, which is if the original animal turns up, you'll have two animals, both of which are invested with the Kedusha of a Korban Pesach. Now, of course, if you have both in front of you and you haven't offered either, you'll have to choose one of them to bring as a Korban Pesach. The halach is, it's a machlokas tanaim, according to Rabbi Yossi, it's proper to bring the first one. According to the Chum, you have your druthers, you can choose either one. Even Rabbi Yossi would agree, b'dyavad, either one works, which means if you have an original animal which got lost, then you created an alternate animal as your Korban Pesach, and the original one gets found, you have two animals. You can choose one, let's call that the original, you choose the original, let's say, and you offer it. Now, the alternate is essentially sort of all dressed up with nowhere to go. It's invested with the Kedusha of a Pesach, but it cannot be offered as a Pesach because you only bring one Pesach, of course. So that's called a Mosra Pesach. It's like a leftover Korban Pesach. And under normal circumstances, a Mosra Pesach, leftover Korban Pesach, could be offered as a Shlamim. The Pesach is considered to be sort of like a, almost like a subcategory of Shlamim, a peace offering. And the rule is that leftover Pesachim that are dressed up with nowhere to go because they can't be offered as a Pesach for whatever reason are then brought instead as a Shlamim, and period. Now, That will be true, except there's another principle, which is if you reject actively an animal as a korban for whatever reason, that's called dihui, and a dahui, a rejected animal, is now pasul, is invalid to bring as a korban. It's kind of like Hashem doesn't want your sloppy second, so to speak. If this wasn't good enough and you rejected it, so now it's permanently blemished. It's not blemished, it's permanently invalidated, and it can never be brought. So, if you had set up an original Korban Pesach, it gets lost. And then you set up an alternate Korban Pesach, and then the original gets found, and you have two Psachim in front of you, two animals in front of you. Only one can be brought. The one that you bring will be your Korban Pesach. The one that you don't bring is left over. It's a Mosar Pesach, but it's also Dachui. It's been rejected because you chose not to bring it. And if you chose not to bring this animal, and now it's got a permanent psul, it's invalid forever, and it can never be brought. So what do you do with such an animal? It has Kedusha. You can't bring it as an offering. So you do nothing. You let the animal out to pasture. You can't work it. You can't shear it. You have to leave it be because it's invested with Kedusha as a korban, but it can't be offered as a korban. If and when the animal gets a blemish, a mum, rendering it now invalid to be brought as an offering, so then, only then, you're able to redeem. It's called pidyon, deconsecrate. You can redeem the Kedusha off this animal which has become invalidated, that alternate which became now got its mum, it's got its cataract or its split lip, whatever the heck happened to it. And then you can, by transferring the sanctity, the Kedusha invested in that now invalidated animal, onto money by selling the animal. You'd sell the animal, someone's going to eat it. So the guy eats lamb chops, but when he pays you the money to acquire the lamb for lamb chops, the money is invested with the sanctity that was on the now redeemed animal. The animal gets pidyon, it's redeemed, meaning it's transformed to being from a hektesh consecrated animal to being a chulin deconsecrated animal. And now the money can be used to purchase another animal, and that purchase would transfer the kedusha from the coins onto the new animal, and that new animal could be offered as a shlamim. Now, everything I said is true and fine. Don't lose the forest for the trees. I never told you a story here about a substitute animal. Remember, Rabbi Yeshua said, I have conflicting traditions. One says that the substitute Pesach is offered. One says it isn't offered. The story I just told you is you have an original and you have an alternate. There's no substitute there. Even if you do pidyon on your alternate and you buy a new one, still that's not called tamura. It's not a substitute. It's just there was originally a second one set up, and then there was a pidyon, a deconsecration, and then investing a new animal. But, and this is the punchline of the Mishnah, so to speak, which is the status of the substitute, the tamura, is exactly the same as the status of the original animal from which you substituted. So, if you have a scenario where you had an original animal, it got lost, it's a Pesach, but you can't find it, you consecrate an alternate Pesach, and then you find the original before you offer the alternate. You have two animals. Both are eligible to be a Pesach. Let's say you offer the original. Now you have an alternate. The alternate can't be brought because it's a dachui, it's been rejected. It has to be left to pasture until it develops a blemish. Once it gets a blemish, it can be redeemed, and with the money that you receive from the redemption, you can buy money for a shlamim, you purchase a shlamim and offer it as a shlamim. If prior to the redemption, you have this dachui alternate, this rejected animal that didn't get offered as a Pesach, but it's invested with the Kedusha of a Pesach, if you try to do tamura on that animal, so you try to set up a substitute for your alternate, so then the substitute, the tamura, will have the same halachic status as the alternate, meaning just as the alternate, which was there grazing the field and was dachui and invalid for being offered, even though it was invested with the Kedusha of a Pesach. Now that will be the same case with your substitute for that alternate. Meaning you'll have two animals in the field, both of which will be invested with the Kedusha of a Pesach. Neither one can be brought because they both have a status of a dachui. Each one, when they get a mum, a blemish, they'll be able to be redeemed through pidyon and then use the money to purchase a shlamim and offered. So that will be a scenario where you have a tamura, a substitute of a Pesach, this alternate which had been invested with the Pesach, and that substitute cannot be offered. You have to wait till it gets a mum, a blemish, and then you poda, you redeem it. So that's the case of Rabbi Yoshua, where you have a Pesach's temura, a substitute Pesach, which cannot be offered. It has to be left to get a blemish and then use the money to purchase a shlam because it was a temura, a substitute of an alternate, which was a dachri that was rejected. Okay? That whole story is included in essentially one sentence from Rabbi Akiva, where he says, Amar Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Akiva said, Ani Afaresh, I'll explain to you the two cases. This is the first of them. This will be the case of a temura of a Pesach that eino krev, that isn't offered. HaPesach shenimtza, if you find your original Pesach that had gotten lost, kodum shchitas haPesach, prior to you offering your alternate, so now you have two animals to choose from, and you chose the, let's say, the original, leaving the alternate. So that alternate, since it's a dachui, it's been rejected, yira ach yistaev, it's left to graze until it develops a mum, a blemish, and then when it does, v'yimacher, you'll sell the blemished dachui alternate, v'yikach bedamav, and you'll use the money you get for the proceeds of selling that rejected alternate, Pesach, and you'll use it to purchase v'yikach bedamav shlamim, to purchase a korban shlamim. And now, v'chein temura so, and the same rule would apply for a temura, and that's the category, that's the case of Rabbi Yeshua. If you try to substitute for that alternate prior to getting a mum, and it still now has a kedusha of a Pesach, and it can't be offered, so then your temura, your substitute also, is a invested with the kedusha of a Pesach that can't be offered, and therefore, it also cannot be offered, it will have to be redeemed, and then with the money used to purchase a shlamim. On the flip side, if you would have only found your original Korban Pesach after the alternate had been offered, so that original Korban Pesach still invested with the Kedusha of the Korban Pesach, but it is not a dachwi, it's not rejected. You never chose not to offer it, it just got lost. So now that it's found, so it's too late to offer it as a Pesach, but yes, as is, you can offer it as a shlamim now. It's called a mosar Pesach, a leftover Pesach, which has nowhere to go, and therefore you offer it as a shlamim. And since it wasn't actively rejected, you didn't choose not to offer it, the circumstances were you couldn't find it, it's permitted as is. And that being the case, if you attempt to substitute a temura, do a temura on that original Pesach, which was lost and then only found after the alternate had been offered, just as your now found but too little too late original Pesach can be offered, so too can it substitute the temura for that one be offered. So that's the scenario that Rabbi Yoshua was referring to when he said the temura, the substitute of a Pesach, is kreva, is offered. It's the case where it's a substitute for an original animal that was lost and only turned up after the alternate had been offered. Since it's not dachui, it wasn't rejected actively, the original, so too it could be offered as a shlam, and so too its temura, its substitute, can be offered as a shlamim. And that's what Rabbi Akiva says. Achar shchitas haPesach, if you find that original lost Pesach after you've offered the alternate as a Pesach, so now it's invalid as a Pesach because it can't be, it's not, there's no Pesach to be brought, but it's still invested with the kedusha of Pesach, and therefore, karev shlamim, it, that original, is brought now as a shlamim, it's a leftover mosar Pesach, so it's brought as a shlamim instead. V'chein temura so, and the same would apply if you substitute or attempt to substitute doing temura on that original Pesach, which is now found too late, but could be offered as a shlamim, it's temura, it's substitute also, well, you should have done it, now that you have done it, it's invested with Kedusha, and it can be brought as a shlamim as well. And that's the case of Rabbi Yeshua, who said there's a scenario of a temura, a substitute for a Pesach, which can, yes, be offered on the Mizbeach. If it's clear, you can stop the recording now and go on to the next one. I'm going to just read it through one more time to make sure, because I know there's a lot of moving parts, to make sure that the Mishnah is clear and the cases are clear. Here we go. Amar Rabbi Yoshua. Rabbi Yoshua said, Shamati shetemuras haPesach kreva. I have a tradition that the substitute for Korban Pesach is offered on the Mizbeach. Utemuras haPesach eina kreva. I have a separate conflicting tradition that the substitute for Korban Pesach is not offered. V'eini lafaresh, but I don't remember how to explain the two cases, which is which, or what were the two scenarios. Amar Rabbi Akiva ani afaresh. Rabbi Akiva says, I will explain them to you. The difference is, haPesach shenimtza kodum shchitas haPesach. If you find the original lost Pesach before you've offered the alternate that you designated, you have two. You have to choose one. Let's say you do the original. The alternate is now considered rejected, dachui, and that being the case, yira'eh ad shi'istaev. It cannot be offered as a shlamim. Instead, it's left to graze until it becomes blemished. Once it gets blemished, v'imacher, then it will be sold, v'ikach b'damav shlamim, and the proceeds from the sale were effective in being poda, deconsecrating the original, the alternate that wasn't offered, and then with the money, you'll purchase v'ikach b'damav shlamim, you purchase the korban shlamim, and then that shlamim is offered. V'chein temura so, and similarly, if you had had that rejected dachui alternate, that you're waiting to get a blemish, if you attempt to transfer the Kedusha onto transfer, making a substitute through Tamura to another animal, a substitute for that alternate, that will render the substitute the same status as the alternate, meaning neither can be offered till they develop a blemish. At that point, they're sold, and then the money is used to purchase a shlamim. Therefore, that's a case of Rabbi Yeshua, says Rabbi Akiva, where you have the Tamura of a Pesach, the substitute of a Pesach, which cannot be offered. On the flip side, Acher Shchitas HaPesach, if the lost original Pesach turns up after you've already offered your alternate, so now this was invested with the Kedusha of the original one is invested with the Kedusha of a Pesach. It wasn't offered, but it's not a Dachu, you never rejected it, you just couldn't find it at the time, and therefore it's eligible as is to be offered, but just not as a Pesach, but as a Shlamim, as a peace offering, and therefore Karev Shlamim, it's offered as a Shlamim. And similarly, v'chein temura so, if that original Korban Pesach now turns up after the fact, once it's too late, and you attempt to transfer its Kedusha onto another substitute animal, just as the original can be offered as a shlamim, because it wasn't actually dachui, it never was rejected, so too, its temura can be offered as a shlamim as is. And that's the case, says Rabbi Kiva to Rabbi Yeshua, where you have the temura of a Pesach, a substitute of a Pesach, which indeed can be offered as is, it's just offered as a shlamim.